All right, how do you decide to get involved in a cause? I think for most of us, it has to have a personal impact on your life, and I'm guessing that's the story here with Ron Melanson. He lives in Henrico County, operates DangerousTrailers.org. Ron, I've gotten messages and emails from you on this issue for a long, long time now. We appreciate your persistence. We finally made room to spend a little time talking about it. Tell me about the accident you were in with a trailer that got this whole thing started in your world.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
Thank you for allowing me to speak. It happened about in 2003, and I hit a trailer on Staples Mill that didn't have working lights. And, of course, I was ticketed for following too closely.
Right.
And I took pictures. I recommend all the listeners who are listening to WRVA to always have a camera in your car. So I took pictures, and I discovered that the lights weren't working. And I realized that the place to discuss the issue was in court.
It was in court or wasn't in court?
It was in court. We went to court because I was ticketed. And in the courtroom, I had no attorney. And the judge gave me opportunity to speak. And with the pictures and the evidence, he dismissed me because he agreed that the lights weren't working. And at the time, I decided to get involved and make a difference and suggest a solution to the problem, which was having reflective tape applied to the back of the trailers.
Right, right. So you can see them no matter what. But obviously, non-working lights is just one of the many issues involving trailers. Agreed?
Agreed.
Yeah. I know you've been doing some investigation on this. What are some of the other common trailer problems that you have found?
I found that they... today, as every listener is on the road, you'll see that they're not attached properly. They don't have working lights. They don't have safety chains. They're not maintained. And then I want people to ask themselves, why are you driving behind a person who's towing a trailer that really has no standards?
All right. But what does Virginia law say about, obviously, Virginia law must say you need to have a chain, or doesn't it say that?
There's two standards. There's trailers over 3,000 GVWR and trailers 1 pound under 3,000 pounds GVWR. So we'll address the trailers over 3,000 pounds. These trailers should have brakes on it per state code, and these trailers need to be inspected every year. What I find, there's a 40% failure rate of these trailers to even have proper inspections.
All right. Are they supposed to have an inspection sticker like the car has?
Yes. There should be a blue sticker placed 18 inches from the hitch, and it tells you when it expires.
Okay. 18 inches from the hitch. Does that mean it's on the front of the trailer facing the vehicle?
It's on the side, on the driver's side.
Okay. All right. Probably not all that easy to spot, even if you wanted to.
They're pretty easy. It's a blue sticker.
Okay. But you have to be looking for it, obviously, if you want to see.
Correct.
As far as, and you mentioned the, and I don't know that much about trailers, but you mentioned like the 3,000-pound limit. What are most, for example, I think one of the more common trailers you're going to see around town are for people who do lawn maintenance, you know, hauling their mowers and the like on the trailer. Is that over 3,000 or below 3,000 in most cases?
Most people who are homeowners has a, it's called a single axle trailer, which is under 3,000 pounds.
Okay. So and they aren't going through the same sort of inspection process, are they?
Nope. There is no regulations, no standards for anyone who tows a trailer 1 pound under 3,000 GVWR.
Yeah. I know you've done some investigation, Ron, into accidents involving trailers and how many people have either had a serious injury or been killed here in Virginia. What did you find?
I found that nationwide since 1975, courtesy of Senator Webb's office, 15,211 Americans have lost their lives to passenger vehicles that tow trailers.
And then how many of those cases was the trailer actually the cause of the accident? Any idea?
They don't detail that information.
Okay, all right. So some of them could have been caused by a faulty trailer and some of them not. But either way, obviously you'd like to see some changes as far as requiring people to have those trailers inspected and maintained.
I'm absolutely correct. There's one that happened 3 weeks ago in Richmond in Dinwiddie County. That's really affected me a lot. She was Caitlin Johnson. She's on the website where it says WRVA interview. She was hit by a loose trailer that was being towed by a 17-year-old minor who had no training. And even in the Department of Motor Vehicles driver's manual, there is no chapters involving in how to tow a trailer.
And obviously there's an art to it.
Correct.
Yeah, not only in how you judge making turns, but backing them up. Anybody who's ever, by the way, tried to back up a trailer for the first few times, good luck on that. That's not easy to do. All right, Ron, this is interesting stuff. I know you've got dangeroustrailers.org, and I assume you know those who are interested in the issue and perhaps putting a little pressure on the state legislature to do more on it, you would refer them to the website, wouldn't you?
I would, and Senator Watkins has indicated that he is looking into something for this year's General Assembly.
Okay, very good. Good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you for the time.
You bet. Ron Melanson, he's a Henrico County resident and operates dangeroustrailers.org.